The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us on this Thursday afternoon. In studio with us is Travis Lloyd. Now, Travis is a motivational speaker. He's been doing this for some time, working the circuit all over the United States with all kinds of organizations and individuals and corporations, and he's about to embark on a new journey, so to speak. We're going to talk to him a little bit about his past business and what he's doing now, and then take a peek at the future. Travis, welcome to the Business News
Thanks,
Hour.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
All right, so tell us about you. Where are you from, and how long have you been doing this motivational gig?
Okay, so I'm actually originally from Seattle, but I've been in Iowa since I was about 10. Parents split. We landed here, and I started out working in healthcare for a long time, and then later on that launched into – I just had something inside of me that said – you need to make a bigger impact, and you need to impact more people. You know, it's really fulfilling having sure. that one-on-one, working in the hospital, et cetera, but there's something else there. And so I started volunteering with a lot of different youth organizations and universities, and that landed opportunities for professional speaking.
Got it. And what do you speak on when you're out there talking with kids and adults and corporations?
Sure. Well, I try to hit the pain points of whatever organization it is, right? And so when I'm talking to employees, especially people who work in serving agencies, my goal is to re-inspire them on the work that they do, remind them of how important they are, and then remind them of how it is they can take care of themselves to live their best lives so that in turn they can do their work in the best way.
You spend some time in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So From the working perspective, I spent a lot of time working as a mental health mobile crisis worker. I worked with law enforcement in Polk and Dallas County, right here in central Iowa.
I would assume you were busy.
we were very busy, actually. Yeah. It's funny because most people, when I tell them about that that work, they look at me surprised that there's ever any work to do.
Well, I mean, if you listen to some politicians in the state, we have absolutely zero problems in mental health. I mean, you know, forget about it. We don't have anything going on.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to brush it under the rug.
But you have a perhaps different perspective.
Very, very different. I was gonna say. You know, most people, when they ask me about it, they're thinking, oh, well, maybe you get one or two calls a week if somebody who's suicidal or homicidal. You know, it's been 3 years since I last worked full time because I launched full time speaking and traveling 3 years ago. And that 3 to 5 years ago when I was doing it, there were times when I would work a 12-hour shift and have at least 10 to 12 calls. You know, people are struggling. And you never know who it's going to be. Because, yes, there are those people who are living in the gutter, had bad lives, drug addicted. Sure, there's that. But you would be surprised the amount of corporate workers, the amount of CEOs, the amount of executives that are just overwhelmed because they're not being true to themselves. And they need to be true to themselves in order to avoid falling down that trap.
I just saw a released story just this morning, as a matter of fact, that indicates that high wage earners and some of the most highest wage earners in the United States tend to be lawyers. And lawyers tend to be abusers of drugs and alcohol at a far larger rate than most other individuals out there. So, yeah, there's a little stress going on.
Of course.
There's a little stress. One of the other surveys that was released, and I think I mentioned this to you just before we went on, and I think you're onto something here big time, is that the Des Moines Metro, Robert Half, that's a major employment service corporation, through account temps, listed Des Moines as tied with Boston, Massachusetts, as the second most stressed out community in the nation.
And my response was, why? Where does that come from? Because we saw, you know, recently where Des Moines was listed as one of the best, you know, top three. It was Des Moines, Omaha, and Oklahoma City listed as the top three for affordability, comfort of living, etc. How are we comparing now to Boston, who's way off of that other chart?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe some of that has to do with the other.
I believe
you know, if you are if you are working so hard to try to stay level or to get ahead, maybe that does cause a little bit of stress in the workplace.
Of course.
So you're launching a new, a new journey here, so to speak.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm really excited about it, actually, and I appreciate you letting me talk about it on here. Everything that I've been doing in the last 10 years or so has kind of been focused on how can I have the biggest impact possible and help people be true to themselves on the largest scale.
Sure.
And so this next journey is a podcast called Fostering Change in America and the World. And, it's just my first opportunity to get on the mic kind of the way you do and bring stories of inspiration and stories of overcoming, to the everyday worker who's here in Iowa and all over the world, who just needs a little inspiration to stay focused on their goals, stay focused on their dreams, and be true to themselves.
So give us a sample, if you've got a moment, to give us a sample of the kind of a story that you might tell folks utilizing your podcast.
Sure. So it's actually going to be an interview-based podcast. So my goal is to reach out to people who have figured out how to live fulfilling lives. They're doing so in their own version of success, but still making an impact in the world, right? So one of my recent guests was here in the Des Moines area, the CEO of Bankers Trust, Sukhu Radia. Yeah, great guy. He had so much insight and wisdom. And what I wanted to pull out from him and what I believe our interview did was the tips and advice for just how to be balanced. And what came out from him was, if you're working towards being successful, make sure you're taking care of these three things in your life. One is be true to yourself. Two is what in the world is he?
I would imagine he would say bring others along with you.
Yeah, of course, and that comes back with giving back,
right,
to others as well. One of the other interviews I had was actually Jerick Robbins, and he demonstrates through his journey. And what we did in that interview was walk people through what it took for him to figure out how to live his ideal life. And the steps that it took to do that, and realizing that it's possible to make those changes today where you're at, whether or not you like your job.
So would you agree with the idea that happy people are more successful?
Yeah, I would say for sure. For sure.
Folks that kind of look on the sunny side of things go, yeah, okay, fine. I understand that things are going to happen and things are not always rosy, but hey, generally I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, of course.
Travis Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen, who is with us this afternoon. We're talking about his new opportunity to do more and reach more people utilizing a podcast. Imagine that. Somebody's going to be doing podcasts. We've been doing a bunch of those over the years, and they really do catch on. There's a committed group of people that do listen.
Yep. We're crossing our fingers.
So you're having a launch event?
Yeah. So we're doing a launch event at Voodoo Lounge, sponsored by Tres Mente Salsa.
Guys at Tres Mente.
Yeah, aren't they cool?
Oh, yeah. Boy, those guys are always up.
Yeah.
Angelo
and Philip.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's going to be from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Saturday, the 8th, at Voodoo Lounge. It's a networking event. I want to bring people from all walks of life. So there's going to be CEOs and executives, local artists, performers. There's going to be live music. There's going to be a jazz singer.
And
we're going to have networking activities. But then halfway through the event, we're also going to do a short presentation and unveil the brand new Kickstarter video, which is pretty cool. I'm excited for
that.
And
the Kickstarter video, the whole Kickstarter idea is for what, Travis?
Well, we're launching a Kickstarter because we thought it would be a good platform for marketing and spreading awareness of the project, right? It gives me an excuse to come talk to you. But then the funds that are going to be coming from it are going to be used to help finish the recording studio that I've been building by hand in my own house.
Kind of fun, though, isn't it?
It's really fun. It's kind of therapeutic.
Yeah, it is.
and it'll also help just cover the basic expenses of, monthly expenses of making sure that we can do this project, and make sure we're consistent.
Long term.
Yeah.
I understand. Travis Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen, he is a motivational speaker who is turning his attention, and a writer. We have his former book.
It's still available.
It's still available. Your former project.
Yeah, my
overcoming
project.
Emotional trauma. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in Iowa, we have no emotional trauma.
Yeah, right.
Well, some would say.
And I think that with fostering change in America, this book did it a lot, but I think with fostering change in America, we'll be able to give that weekly inspiration, weekly tips, weekly advice on how people can make small changes that make a big difference. Yeah. And so if you don't mind me sharing, anyone who's interested in hopping on board with this podcast, all you have to do is visit www.fosteringchangepodcast.com and you'll get all the updates.
There you go. All right. His name is Travis Lloyd and he is off on the races, ladies and gentlemen. You can go see him this Saturday at the Voodoo Lounge. It's an appropriate place to have this.
I'd say so. It's going to be a private party. They're going to have staff for us. The bar's going to be open. Yeah. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Have a good time and stick pins in it, for crying out loud. Nothing else works. Thank you, Travis, for coming in.
We appreciate it.
All right. We've got to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. We started out, how did we finish up? We will share that next on the Business News Hour.